Praise the Lord. I'm Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Thank you for tuning in to the message today. And I want to encourage you to get ready and let's study the Word of God. We're going to do a message today entitled, Applying Truth to the Inward Parts. This message is springing from a message that I recently finished, The David in You. Get ready now and I want to explain some things to you. And keep in mind that everything we're teaching on, we have a study guide, hundreds of scriptures to prove the Word of God. The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word be established. You got to have at least two or three scriptures and other scriptures and other chapters in the Bible to verify a doctrine, if that doctrine is going to be of God. So get ready now and go in the broadcast with me, and we'll come back at the end of the teaching and give you more information to the ministry. God bless you. With this message that I had started, and I've already laid the foundation, we have a study guide called God's Complete Plan of Salvation for the Spirit, Soul, and Body, mainly dealing with the soul. Believe it or not, this message is going to sweep the body of Christ like a whirlwind. Amen. I told my wife nearly 5 years ago that when I first came, God had given me the revelation of the apostolic anointing. And I said, baby, before long, it's going to sweep the body of Christ. People don't understand what the apostolic is, but before long, you're going to see it sweep the body of Christ. And one of the major ministers in the body of Christ who used to teach against the apostolic is now an apostle and teaching it. Amen? So I say it again, that this word right here regarding the soul is going to sweep the body of Christ like a whirlwind. Amen? Because it is truth. And God's going to get some things straight in people's souls. We've been trying to fix our spirit, and your spirit been fixed at salvation. And everybody really know that, and we talk about feeding your spirit. Your spirit has been fed. When you got born again, your spirit was born of God, received the nature of God. It loves God. It's always willing. And so how you feeding it? You need to feed your soul. Amen. So let me get off that. Amen. Praise God. Okay. I want to talk about applying truth to the inward parts. Applying truth to the inward parts, because it's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to kind of give people an example of how you apply that truth. Now, I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something I've experienced with my own life. 33 years of serving God. Several of those years I served God with struggling to be a Christian. And it should not be a struggle to be a Christian. Not when God is your strength. Not when the Holy Ghost is your helper. But the reason I struggled is I had some things mixed up. I didn't have truth on some things. I didn't have light on some things. And when God opened up my eyes and the eyes of my understanding, and I begin to apply that truth, guess what? You can live holy every day. It's a good feeling to know you can be righteous every day. You don't have to pretend. Come on, somebody. You every day of your life, you can be without sin in your life. And don't you let nobody tell you you can't. And any preacher that get up and tell you that's not true, you tell that preacher he's lying. You can live without sin. Why would God save us and tell us to be like Christ, but we can't? Praise God. Applying truth to the inward parts. Now, we did this illustration over here. Everybody know that man is spirit, soul, and body. Everybody know that. Nobody will argue against that. God decided to make man spirit, soul, and body, and he took three major departments, is what I call them, and put them together, and they became one. One person. I'm one person, but I'm spirit, soul, and body. God. Somebody say God. God himself, in Genesis 2, verse 7, decided, I'm going to call him a soul. All through the Bible. And y'all know I done preached this over and over again. We learn by repetition. Redundancy is good. Paul said, I speak the same thing to you that I spoke to everybody else because it's safe. So you may hear me keep repeating this, but it's important. God called that person he made a soul and never changed his testimony about it. God said he's a soul and put a spirit in him and put him inside of a body. God said that. Yeah. Now, over here in Psalms 51,
We talked about this message, the David in you. But I've been preaching on this the last 2 or 3 weeks. And we talked about the David in you. And what I meant by that is that David was considered a man after God's own heart. Now, David was not the only one God wanted to consider after his own heart. I believe all of God's people should be men and women after his own heart. Now, we know the story about David, how when David committed adultery with Bathsheba and killed her husband, and all of a sudden he covered it up. But now the Holy Ghost is dealing with him after Nathan has come in and revealed that thing. David acknowledged his sin. And now David discussing his sin, and it's written in the Bible. God had him write it. So it was the Holy Ghost resting on David. And in Psalm 51, you ought to read it. In verse 5, David was crying out to God, and all of a sudden something leaped out of his mouth. And he said, I was in sin and shaping in iniquity. Now what was God doing there? God was saying, David, I know your heart after me. I know you want to serve me. I know you love me just like some of you here today. You may miss it here or there. You may sin or do wrong here or there. But deep down in some of your hearts, you want to live for God. And God was telling David, I know you want to live for me. I know you want to serve me. I know you want to be a man after my own heart. But David, I know your problem too. Shaping in iniquity. And in verse 6, Psalm 51 verse 6, the Holy Ghost on David gave him the answer. He said, God said, I desire truth in the inward parts. Somebody say parts. Parts. Spell it. P-A-R-T-A. One more time. That wasn't loud enough. P-A-R-T-A. The Bible said, God said, I desire truth in the inward parts. Yeah. Plural. The parts I showed you was the soul and all its components. Yeah. God said, David, if you're going to clean your way up, wherewith shall a young man clean his ways? By taking heed to the word. But the word has to be applied to the right parts. What sense does it make to apply the word to your born again spirit when the born again spirit is like God and know God, got the mind of God? You know why your spirit can tell you what's truth? Because it knows the truth. But the soul sitting over here, and you thinking you applied truth to your spirit, soul sitting over here saying, what about me? God said, I desire truth in the inward parts. The inward parts is the soul and all its components. And then in the same verse now, he said, in the hidden part. What is the hidden part? The spirit. 1 Peter chapter 3 said, the spirit is the hidden man of the heart. All of these things in the Bible is just a revelation. So God was talking to David, and he said, David, I know you're a sinner, and I'm going to tell you how to fix the sin problem. You got to take my word, which is the only thing that can get you right, but you got to apply it to the right thing. The inward part. Not the hidden part, because in the hidden part, he done already given you wisdom. In the hidden part, which is your spirit, the Holy Ghost lives in there. So it asks the wisdom in your spirit to apply truth to the soul. Y'all understanding me? Because I need to get out the introduction. Okay, and I shared this with you. You read the Bible, and all of this is, I have a study guide for those. I just revised the study guide. More revelation been given, and you ought to get the new one. Free of charge, we'll give it to you. Anyway, you study the Bible, you're going to see the outward man, the inward man, and the hidden man. The outward man is the body. The inward man, anytime you see the Bible talk about inward, the inward man is renewed day by day. The inward man, he's talking about your soul. And anytime you see the hidden man, he's talking about your spirit. Now God said, truth has to be applied to the parts, inward parts, your soul. Now, before I get into the word and give you my 3 points, I got this big square right here. Okay? And we're going to take the body and the spirit out of the equation for just a minute. And we're going to deal only with the soul. Because let me tell you something, there has not been enough teaching on the soul in the body of Christ. And that's why the souls are sinning. And God said, the soul that sinned, it shall die. All of us about to die, and people trying to teach us how to get our spirit strong. Tell me how to live. Let's say this square right here is the soul. Okay? The soul is the person. The soul is you. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became. Even in Acts, when they got born again, became new creatures, God was still calling them souls. He said 3,000 was added to the church. So the soul is the person. Hallelujah. And I know we've been taught the spirit was the person. The spirit, the Bible said it, is the candle of the Lord that he placed in the soul. Some kind of way he supernaturally put what he called the spirit in the soul to be the judge, to be the one that tell you right from wrong, to be the wisdom of God, the light of God. Call it what you want, but you a soul. Now here's the soul. Inside of the soul are all the components. Let me name a few because I'm going to only deal with three. Your mind. Your memory. The will. All this in the soul now. Feelings. You don't see the word emotions in the Bible. But we know when we talk about emotion, we're talking about feelings. The word feeling is in the Bible. Feelings. Your senses. Sense realm. Your choices. Choices that you make. That's you making them choices. That can't be your spirit making the choice. Because the spirit, if it was making all the choices, it would be righteous all the time. Spirit is willing. Flesh is weak. Spirit is born again. Got the nature of God. If he was the one making all your choices, you wouldn't be sinning. Choices in the soul. You know why I know your choice in the soul? Because a lot of our choices have been sinful and wrong. Imagination. That's housed in the soul. Intellect. Soul. All of this make up your character and your personality. You're a soul. So, when God said, I desire truth in the inward parts, he talking about, you got to take my word and apply it to your soul. Let me share this with you right fast. And I proved it in the study guide. And so you can get it if you want to go verify it and get all the scriptures to prove what I'm saying. But I don't have time right now. But let me share this. When a person gets saved, March the 4th, 1980, I was born again. I called on Jesus. I was born again. I knew there was a change in my life. And let me explain the change to you. According to Titus 3 verse 5 all the way down to verse 8, it says that he saved us by his mercy and by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now let me explain all of that. When I gave my life to Jesus, I had a spirit in me that was created from when? Now that's freaking a lot of people out, but I done proved it in the Bible. It can freak you out if you want. I just believe the word of God. But my spirit was made from the element called wind, and it was a natural spirit in the beginning. A natural spirit, a natural soul, a natural body. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the first man, Adam, was not spiritual. Read it. You'd be crazy to debate the word. I got one said, no, I'll find three scriptures that say it was the Holy Spirit that he blew in him. I said, go find them. And if you can't find them, you preach and reasoning. He said, I'll call you back Sunday. That was last Sunday. And you know what? He ain't going to find them. I had a natural spirit in me that God blew in me. Natural spirit, natural soul, natural body. When I got born again, my natural spirit became divine. It is not natural now. I have the nature of God in my spirit. I have the mind of Christ at the new birth. I'm seated with God in heavenly places. Now my soul at salvation was washed, renewed. It wasn't really born. Your soul is still natural. God's got a plan that it will become supernatural. It's in the Bible. And your body will become supernatural. It's in the Bible. All of that's salvation. But we don't teach salvation like that. Somebody say, well, I got it all now. Let me see your glorified body. You ain't got it all now. God's got a plan. This is a plan of redemption. But when he finished, your spirit, your soul, and body going to be all heavenly and all divine. Right now, my spirit is the only thing divine. Like God. And as salvation, the soul was washed by the blood of God, washed by the washing of the water by the word. Everything in there was renewed. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. At salvation, I was new. But to break it down, my spirit was divine. My soul was washed and renewed. My body was sanctified. Now, God give every soul, you, the choice to day by day keep it renewed by the washing of the water by the word. That's why he said the inward man is the soul, is renewed day by day. Day by day. Though this outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. But the soul got to make the choice to keep him new. So if I don't teach you about the responsibility of your soul, you're going to wind up getting spotted up again since you've been saved. And some of us already spotted. I was the first one. You get it spotted. It was clean when you got saved. But it's spotted. Stuff is in there. He said, when the Lord returned, he returning, and he better have this sanctified spirit, soul, and body. Why he's going to require you to have it sanctified and blameless? Because when he saved you and left and said, I'm coming back, he left it blameless. So we got to teach that the soul has the responsibility to stay clean. John says it like this. He says, the man that has this hope, the hope of Jesus returning, purify himself. Y'all need to hear me, because there's a lot of teaching in the church, and some of it we need to check out. God gave you the responsibility, son of God, daughter of God, with the Holy Ghost in you, to purify yourself. You say, well, I thought it was all by grace. Grace was deposited in your spirit. The Bible said it's God in you to will and to do. So you just make the choice to cooperate. But you got to be taught that your soul got to make that choice. Now, let me get to my points. Point one. When applying truth to the inward parts, which is your soul and all its components, the truth has to be applied to your mind, your memory, your will, your feelings, your senses, your everything and imagination. Or you would never experience walking like Christ. You would never experience the glory of God in your life. You would just be born again and have a consciousness of God, but denying the power thereof. Until you, soul, apply truth to the inward parts, to all of those parts. Okay, now, first point, you must change the way you think. Amen. If you're going to live Christ, if you're going to be whole, I'm telling you, I had to learn this, people. I had to learn this. Because I was taught you know, all of us going to sin. And I know all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the scripture didn't say all of us have to keep sinning.
That's right. Amen.
That was a lie. Well, you think Jesus is going to get up here in the pulpit? Let's say Jesus here. Well, I know I done cleaned all of y'all up, but some of y'all, all of y'all, you going to sin at some point. Can you see Jesus doing that? Well, when a preacher do that, you ought to say, well, you need to be excused. That was a lie taught us. Teach people holiness and that you can live right and teach them how to do it. I had to apply truth to change my mind. Your mind and your thoughts It's like a steering wheel in a car. Turn that steering wheel left, your body going left. Whatever you think about, as a man thinketh in his heart, you say, well, wait a minute, thinketh in his heart, how it got in his heart. If you think long enough, it'll drop in your heart. You think on something long enough, it'll drop down in your heart. You think, oh, he's handsome. Oh, she's pretty. Keep thinking about it and not cast it down, knowing you got a wife. Just keep thinking about it. Just keep looking and keep thinking. And that thing gonna get in your heart. It's gonna start messing with your emotions. Your will gonna start being weakened. And you're gonna make a choice. But if you're gonna be holy, oh yeah, she is beautiful, but I got something better. I mean, you can't lie if somebody look nice and you, I mean, they look nice, but that's as far as it go.
That's it.
I'm trying to tell you how to apply truth to the inward parts. Okay, Romans 12 and verse 1 and 2. You've got to apply truth to the inward parts. Christianity is not just going, boom, there it is, just because you've been born again. It's a choice. Romans 12, 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. It started with a sacrifice. It started with getting up on Sunday, saying the day is church. I know you want to lay down body, but get up. Soul got to make that choice. Get up in the name of Jesus. We going to church, and this is my sacrifice to the Lord. That's where it started. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. God watches your operation. He watches the choices you make. And it's the choices we're going to give an account of to God. Our choices determine who we are. He said, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God said, this was reasonable to me. And be not conformed to this world. Papa was talking about the Babylonian system trying to come into the church. And it is. I'm telling you, it's too much stuff in the church. I see these Christian artists being like the world. Now, I'm telling y'all, something wrong with that picture.
That's right.
Something wrong with that picture. I love to listen to clean comedy. I disagree with dirty comedy. And I kind of like, y'all excuse me, Steve Harvey. But I don't think it's time to put him before millions in the body of Christ that's still weak and he's still in the world cussing like a sailor. I just don't believe that that's right yet. Hosting the whole show and preached and still in the world. Come on, somebody. I'm not criticizing because God said don't judge nothing before the time. But I'm saying that's part of the Babylonian system coming in the church. I ain't trying to be like the world. And I'm not criticizing him because I love him and I pray he make it all the way over because he's a great tool in the body of Christ. But I think we preachers better be careful how we let things come in the church. Now, I'll just do that in for free. You finish reading that. Second point. You must stay conscious of what you're feeling. Your feelings is a part of the soul. It's in the soul. And let me tell you something about the soul. The soul is so unique, so awesome. Some people say the soul is the will, mind, and emotion. Baby, the soul is bigger than the will and mind and emotion. It includes the will, the mind, and emotion. The soul is the person and your feelings in your soul. Your soul has the ability to generate feeling. It may not be a certain feeling now, but the soul can generate a feeling based on a choice you made. And you make a choice and your soul produce a feeling and that feeling stay housed in your memory. And then all of a sudden, if you feel what you felt when you first experienced it, it gives you a will to want to do it again. Feelings drive people. I'm trying to tell y'all something about the soul. And it's so much to be taught on the soul. And we done sat around here and taught 2 decades on the spirit and the spirit been healed. It's time to teach about the soul. Bring people into awareness of their soul. The person that's going to give an account. So my second point is, you have to always be conscious what you're feeling. You could feel, you could look at somebody or they can say something ugly to you and you can feel anger. You can feel resentment. You have to be conscious what you're feeling and you have to bring them in check. Because the scriptures say that Jesus can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. And in Ephesians, it says going past feelings. You're going to only feel something so long before you go past the feeling and do it. Feelings are powerful. Don't fool yourself. One of the greatest feelings you feel is a feeling or an emotion of love. Love is not just an emotion, but it is. You can feel it in your emotions. And it's powerful. How many of y'all know when you love a person, it's hard to break up with them? Oh, y'all ain't got to clap. You know it's true. Your soul, you call soul ties. All I'm trying to say is you got to take the Bible and you got to be somewhere where people can teach you the truth and how to apply truth to the inward parts. Apply it to your soul. Apply it to your mind. Apply it to your memory. Point three. Hallelujah. You have to destroy every image that is not like God, and you have to replace it with the images of God. Now, let me tell you something as I wrap all of this up, and I'm going to take you to a few scriptures as I close. Let me tell you something. The imagination is located in the soul. I can prove that through the Bible. Don't have time now. But your imagination is in the soul. Now, let me tell you how the imagination functions. A thought can enter your mind, and if you meditate on it long enough, it'll get in your heart. And the Bible said the imagination of the heart, it get in your heart and then slip over into your imagination. The imagination has the ability to take the thought you thought and extend it and make vision. That's the power of your imagination.
Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have to cut into the broadcast today. Our time is just about up. But I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. And I want to invite you to call us up. We have a study guide that will take you further into this truth and verify it from cover to cover and from Genesis to Revelation. Call us up at 225-802-5613. Keep in mind, God wants you to apply truth to the inward parts, P-A-R-T-S. That's referring to your soul and all its components. And in the hidden part, P-A-R-T, singular, that's your spirit. And in your hidden part, singular, God has already applied wisdom. Because wisdom, the Bible said, Jesus has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So your spirit knows the mind of God. Your mind of God is the Word of God. So your spirit already know the Word of God. That's why he can verify whether something is true or false. It is your soul that the Word need to be applied to now. And the soul is the person. The Bible says in Genesis, he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's God's testimony of what he called the man. And all through the Bible, you can see that from Genesis to Revelation. God bless you. Call us up, 225-802-5613. That's 225-802-5613. And we'll give you more information on the ministry, and we'll give you the study guide and a copy of this tape today. Want you to know, this is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.